Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. So glad you're with us. Our studio audience here, all raring to go. We don't have a big studio, but they sound big, don't they?
We are big.
I welcome that female voice that is so melodious. That is our very own Veronica, who will be giving you probably card reading after we do your reading with an ordinary deck of playing cards, the method my grandmother called personal prophecy, and which I'm the only living expert of this method. So I do teach it, and later on, we'll discuss that. You have some papers here, Jimbo. That's Jimbo. He's kind of our, you know, jack of all trades. I have a question that came in the mailbag. It's over there.
Put it right there?
Yes.
He's your guy fried down here.
Well, we don't need it right this second. We haven't even done anything.
Okay, but we will get to that.
We've done nothing.
If you can't ever join us and you have a question, please either use Messenger. I'm Deborah Lee on there. Shoot it out to me, or you can post it on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook.
Do not send us messages.
Deb just said so.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I know. She's gonna regret that.
Say it again and again.
I think you can send a private email from the page, too.
If you send a message, we are not going to get it.
Later, it'll be later. We're not doing them live. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would not have jobs.
The only free readings that you're going to get is here. However, I'm bringing forward a loyalty program that many of you might, who have been followers with us for a long time, and or recipients who privately have sessions with me. I'll tell you more about that, but you can earn free readings that way.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this is it.
Like
shows.
A virtual punch card.
Exactly. Excuse me, we have seasonal allergies up here big time, but we'll do our best for you.
Best of the best of the best.
All right, Jim. Oh, I want to make an important distinction for those who may be newcomers listening in. We are using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So make sure you realize this isn't tarot. It's not Oracle cards. It's not, oh my gosh, there's so many different systems out there. It's not, what else do I say? Oracle, Angel, right.
Tarot,
Rebel.
Tarot, right.
All of the above.
Yeah.
How about
the first reading you'll get is from me. Mm-hmm. And then we will have Veronica give you your Rebel card.
And we are very excited.
Yes. So Jimbo has a little bit of a spiel for you, so go ahead there.
Just a reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves. We also would like the listeners and the viewers on Facebook, if you're international, let us know. We will give you a shout out.
Yes, we will.
We shall do so. Multiple ways to contact us. The primary, the easiest channel where you're living is 515-602-9676. It has a really good queue system, so you won't get a busy signal. You'll hear the show while you're holding, so you won't really miss anything.
You can also Skype in.
Skype in to the number, yes. Domestically or internationally.
That's really cool.
We had a Skype on Wednesday.
So, yeah. And the word on the street is they're going to bring WhatsApp into. And
oh,
I
yeah.
like WhatsApp. I do.
I do WhatsApp through my page.
Yeah.
Haven't had anyone try it yet, so I'm glad.
Well, a lot of people haven't ventured out that way, I don't think.
I've been using WhatsApp for about 2 years.
Okay, go ahead.
And for those that call in on the phone line one way or the other, you can Facebook Messenger. We have a setup right here. Nobody will see.
Mm-mm.
And we don't even have to see if you just go audio only. It's your show. It's your choice. We don't care. But you have to get to Deborah Lee.
Not so you have to be a friend.
You have to be a friend.
They don't even offer that for the show page.
What?
They don't offer Messenger there.
Mm.
As best as I recall.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it's a sub page.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It is what it is. Okie dokie. What do you want? You want to take a caller?
Well, how do you have? Oh, you have one? Sure. And then I think we should go to the mail.
Yeah, we'll have a gap, I'm sure.
Okay.
The mailbag.
So our first caller is not a stranger, I'm sure. Well, I'm not going to say the name. 806 Texas, 806.
Welcome.
Hello, this is Ann.
Well, Ann, hi.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, we're just getting rolling, but it feels like a good night.
You are the first caller.
You are. Congrats.
Yay.
Yes.
Happiness and joy.
Yes, thank you. And I saw on Facebook that you changed your profile picture.
My picture. Yeah.
You're a very beautiful lady. And when that comes from another woman.
Now I need to check it.
Well, now when another woman compliments, you know that I feel, you know, it's real. Because men will say all kinds of stuff.
Right. Well, thank you. That's nice. I'm pretty happy, so I was ready to change my picture.
Okay. Well, would you please tell us what's on your mind for your reading this evening?
Well, everything's going really good with work, you know. So I just want to see if there's anything coming up in my love life.
Ooh. Have you met any interesting professors?
Ooh, professor.
No, I haven't.
No.
Everyone. Yeah, I leave at 6 and they get there about 5 or so, but no, I haven't met anybody.
Oh, so you weren't really there for very long? Or are
you? I'm there
you?
From 8 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty long time.
Are any of the students crushing on you?
No, I haven't had very many students either. I probably had maybe like 5 females and maybe 2 males, but they're not my... No interest there for me.
Well, that's probably a good
thing. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's good to be
You don't need a 20-year-old giving you Google eyes while you're trying to teach.
Right. It's flattering, but come on.
Right. Yeah.
But just want to see if there's anything coming up in the horizon for me.
I'm taking a look for you. For those that are newcomers listening in, I am using a 24-card look rather than just a random draw of a few cards. This is what I use in my actual practice, where if you were to come to me for a private session, we're going to lay the cards down repeatedly as we work on various questions or concerns that you might have.
Okay. Ann, did you ever tell us what university, what college it was?
It's called Wayland Baptist University.
Wayland Baptist.
And I'm the undergraduate academic advisor.
Undergraduate academic advisor.
Sounds like quite a title.
Yeah, I have a fancy title.
Well, I'm seeing several prospects here. The one that's coming up attached to the Nine of Hearts, which is always the card that we are looking for, that's a card that, for whatever you've queried the cards for, that one is going to let you know your answers right here. And what I'm seeing is there's a couple. They're still together, but it looks to me like she's ill. And maybe I've told you in the past, there was somebody coming into your life who currently he is caretaking a very sick wife.
You haven't mentioned that one.
Okay. Veronica says yes. Yeah. Remember, she's the note taker.
This would have been like past 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, this is a man that, as I went through when my darling Daryl was, you know, on a downward spiral with his cancer, you begin to prepare. And I know you've had some death in your family, too, Anne. And when people have long-term illnesses, it really does not prepare you for that moment of them leaving, but it prepares you in the long run that this isn't like somebody that went out to the store and never came back, that
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
So he's already in the stages of grief. But by the time you meet him, he's going to be ready to go forward with his life.
Oh, okay.
Then you have a couple of other guys, and they don't know what to think about you. So
your umbrella, it's raining men.
It is raining men. You got 1, 2, 3, 4 5 men here. Woo! That's a lot.
Okay.
So they don't know what to think of you, and you may not think there's other men on the faculty. You may not think they're giving you any notice, but they
are. But they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Okay.
They're checking you out. All right. And the younger one, I don't think he's ready. So you see him. He's, I don't want to say he's a player, but let's think of him as like a bumblebee. Who
he's
like
the flippant
guy.
Okay. Pollinate as much
okay.
But the other one, he's looking good.
Okay.
But they can't tell if you're available or not.
Oh.
You know. So that's all
right.
Let them wonder. There's another one here that I see. You're going to make contact. He's going to make contact with you very soon. And I think it's going to just be a very nice platonic professional.
So it's going to be a medium young guy that asked for a coffee or something.
Something like
class.
That. Uh-huh. But my feeling is as I look at your cards, you're not one to play where you work.
Uh-huh. That's wise.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty wise.
That is the benefit of having a few years under your belt.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You
know? Life experience, the school of life. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
And then there's two others over here, and I'm going to say, let's kind of just forget about them. Those are players.
So these guys over there on the
corner, yeah.
the black card.
Right. Yeah, they're just, yeah, they play around. They look like they're, what do they call them? Pals that party. Go places.
They're party player pals.
Yeah, pretty much. So ask them love. I feel it's going to come right to you, Anne.
Nice.
I'm seeing your home highlighted here, and eventually I feel that you will move from this home to another home, very possibly a brand new home.
Mm.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't it? I would love that too. Mm-hmm. But this new partner for you is looking to me like a marriage partner, and it's definitely got a soulmate connection attached.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to know, if you've ever had that feeling, and there's got to be people out there that you know, that you know, that you know, just as
right.
you mean. Yeah. So, it's going to be great. I'm also feeling that you do have, didn't you say, a home business that you do?
I did I do alterations.
And that sort of thing. Well, I see the business picking up, especially now that COVID seems to be, you know, kind of waning, where people are going to start planning their fancy parties and their weddings. And I think you're going to have some good business coming your way.
Okay,
so,
now I remember you telling me that, so I'm looking forward to that.
So it's still in your cards, and I do feel, though, that you'll get maybe more than you bargained for.
Someone will Danielle's mom does this. We made that, and Danielle's mom made this. Yeah, it'll be like a huge thing.
Oh, I think so.
It could just be called Danielle's mom's shop.
And it'll be really good for you.
I think it'll be good, too.
Bringing in additional income, and you have a creative for this.
Yeah.
So, Anne, I hope that helps. I hope you...
It sure did.
Now, don't leave, because we have Rebel card.
Okay.
Hello.
So, here is your Rebel card. You are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on yourself. Buy your own damn drink.
Okay.
So, what does that really mean?
Well, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That even though they're coming at you like the reigning of the men, you know where you want to be. So you kind of decide.
Yeah.
You're like where that line is drawn.
And hey, if you want to play a little hard to get, I see no reason why you shouldn't. Back when I was single and about your age, I would get these really slick invitations for dinner and whatnot, and I would say thank you, but I can get my own dinner.
I cook very well, thank you.
You know, and I would rebuff them just for fun.
Yeah.
Just to see how much are you going to work for this, and generally,
right?
They didn't. Yeah. So thank you so much, Ann. We'll look for you
okay,
calling
thank
us.
Thank y'all.
Sure, and have a great weekend.
Yay.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Y'all
bye-bye.
Come back over here.
Yeah. All righty then. We have another call.
Call or call back.
Cool. I thought you had somebody on the.
They kind of flip flopped when I killed the wrong person first.
Well.
I apologize.
Wrong person?
I apologize.
The one that called on Blog Talk Radio, please call back. He fumbled the ball.
It's weird because they randomly put them in weird orders, maybe by area code instead of by when they call. I have to look at how long they're holding to see who's next. So they got me.
Ann's
area code was 806, and the next one was a lower numbered area code, so they put it at the top.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes no
they're
sense.
They're tricksy.
Tricksy-wixy. Okay.
So we're sorry. Area code 413, call straight back. Call
and
back,
we
right
also
back.
Have Renee, who called through.
I got 413 back right now.
On the portal.
Yeah, but don't call us now because the messenger folks, we will tell you when to message
us. Yes, so stand by, Renee.
Because we don't have a hold system for messenger like we do. We don't have a nice queue system on the phones. It would be cool if we could just say hold, but they don't have that option on messenger.
Right.
And if they did, it would be cool, but they don't.
Oh, they did call back.
Yes, they did. I apologize, 413, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 413, who are we speaking with?
Is this Karen?
Yes. Hi, Karen. How are you? You've called us before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and I apologize for dropping you.
Yeah, Jim is not.
It's okay.
That was 100% my fault.
Yes.
I could lie and blame the system or the computer. I feel bored.
Well, we're glad to call back, Karen. What's on your mind this evening?
I just wondered if you could look into... I guess you could say my future. I have RA and have been sick for like 3 years. And I did just recently apply for disability. So I wondered if I was going to get that or if you could see, any other, my finances getting better. I know once when I called, you said something about having a windfall. So I don't know if that's still in the cards, but.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Well, that gives me a little bit to go on here.
And when did you apply for your disability?
Actually, I just had the phone call with them. So it was just recent, and this has been going on over 3 years, though.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Gotta love Uncle Sam, huh?
Yes, you've stepped into the red tape of the government.
So it's been a three-year...
Yeah, and it's wonderful, the agencies that we pay taxes that keep them alive.
For instance, folks, here's
treat
get
it, treat
this.
Treat us like poo-poo caca.
They gave me a one-time injured spouse exemption, I guess you could say, after they had taken all kinds of money from me. I am still waiting for the money they owe me from 2015.
Remember the original amount that you owed was like just a few hundred bucks?
Yeah.
But it ended blowing into the thousands after they...
After the, all the interest.
Wow. Your own government butt rapes you more than a shyster credit card company.
But if
and
I
more
owed,
than a shyster credit
if
card
I owed
company.
Them, they'd be slapping all kinds of penalties and
well,
interest.
Well, that's where it came from.
Yeah, but I can't do that
well,
in
they
return.
Give you interest, but no penalties. Oh. They should penalize themselves, but imagine that they won't.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
The it's a medical, legal kind of combo.
Yeah, we have to put out there that we don't have credentials to professionally guide anybody as far as legal matters or medical matters, but we can still give an opinion.
Right, and kind of maybe see what you're going to be, your reaction, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Said. Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm seeing for you, Karen. You are going to start out. It's going to seem real frenzy and like everything's going great. And as more and more time goes by, you're going to have to aggressive, assertive. I mean, the card is right here. Resentful, whatever adjective you on that?
Yeah, I think you said that before.
Yeah, and other people, you're not alone, but we have people in different states that is, they're fighting for this money.
You gotta fight.
Some of them have had to go to their congressmen.
I think everywhere.
Yeah, right. You gotta threaten to write the press and all that crap.
I have seen I had a friend, same thing. She hurt her back and wasn't able to go back to work. She was basically deemed, you know, like, can't do it. This percentage down of disability. And they sent someone to her house. They followed her. I mean, they get really nasty. They make sure that your percentage of disability. They make sure you can't drive. They make sure you're walking with a cane. I mean,
you know, I've got to back her up. I have a family member who we all thought he was crazy. He'd say, because they lived in the country, I see somebody up in that tree who takes pictures of me.
And there probably was.
And we think there absolutely was.
Sure, companies.
Because he wouldn't carry groceries in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how men are generally bulletproof, at least in their own mind.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do a thing because he kept saying, there's a guy up there taking pictures of me.
Yeah.
So.
And he probably did it for many years.
Well, they did. They did.
I would have had fun with him. If I'd not thrown up in the trees, I would have fallen down and had fake seizures. And I would have done exorcist and had, like, pea soup in my mouth and do fake power green vomit and all that stuff.
Karen, I see that you're going to need to Google. Maybe you've already done it. Do a lot of Googling. Find out everything you can. You're in a commonwealth, aren't you? Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Yes.
We're a commonwealth, too.
And that's, I think, why it's so hard. She really had
common
time.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania's too. There's a few of them.
She had to leave here and went to California. It's finally approved.
Well, I see a man here that you're going to connect with, and he's going to be a very good advocate for you. But you're going to have to look for him and try to contact, like, groups. You know, where there's
support groups.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Advocates.
People will guide you through this process. Some have even had to go hire lawyers.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a
lot of people out there that have formed little groups on the internet.
Yes. And I think
blog sites.
I hate to stand up for damn the man. But the people screw them so much saying, well, I can't work because of this. And then they get away with it.
Oh, that's why insurance companies
send private
detectives out.
So it's the other people that are messing it up.
Right, it is. That's why insurance companies spend all that money on private detectives.
Yeah, they do.
So it's really awful for the people that really do.
I have good news for you, Karen. Undershirt Has Come True, which is one of my, it's my absolute favorite designation.
As it should be.
In the layout. Means, like, no matter what, this isn't like a train you could miss.
Right.
Catching or anything like that.
I mean, you can't even hardly ever remember that not happening.
Right.
Unless it's changed for somebody you've done a lot of reading.
Unless
for, right?
It was something super negative and it could not be changed.
Or you just do a lot of reading for somebody and they kind of manifest in something else.
Other things will come through.
Right.
For you, I'm seeing those Two of Hearts, my favorite card. That means a successful resolution.
A lot of favorites here. Favorite card, favorite low pile.
Well, after 30 years, you know.
Holy
Successful resolution.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead.
No, you.
I used to do home care, and I took care of my grandmother, and I just lost my mother in last June, and I've had this RA for 3 years, and it's a really horrible disease. I never knew how painful it is, and it's absolutely horrible. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone, but now I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? So that's why I'm kind of worried about, you know, what's going to happen.
And that's totally natural. But if I were you, try to manifest.
Yeah.
This is going to come to a successful conclusion for me. The government's going to do the right thing is crazy. Is that
right?
Yeah. Once in a while they accidentally do that.
And stick to it in your thoughts. Try to keep those worries at bay, because when you worry, you know, the universe reflects back to us what we're putting out.
Give you the best.
Yeah, they're going to say, the universe will say, Boy, she loves to worry. Let's send her more.
Right. Yeah, and so, I never really wanted to go on disability because I don't know how people even live on it. But until I get better or something, I don't know what else I would actually do.
Yeah, so. I mean, anything helps, though, you know. That's...
We're so sorry that you've lost your mother. Anybody that has suffered a loss knows. Others, they
I actually believe that the antibiotic Cipro killed her.
Right.
But I'm not sure. That was one of my other questions. I could always probably ask at another time.
Now I remember you, Karen.
Yes.
And has that proceeded at all? We're going to have to move on, but I'm curious. Did that ever go anyplace for you?
No, I contacted a local lawyer that deals with those kind of, what do you call it?
Malpractice?
Yeah, malpractice, and I don't know why they didn't say. The secretary just said that they weren't able to do that. So I'm actually looking for a lawyer because I'm pretty sure that's what killed her. It's very toxic.
Right.
Look for a class action.
Yeah.
They're nationwide.
And it might not be available in your state. That might be why the lawyer could not give you any information. I did the same thing. Guy that I talked to, he helped me to get me on a list that was out of Texas or Florida, but could not help me.
And also, be, you know, realistic. A lot of these ambulance chasing lawyers, they're looking for
they're looking for the big bucks.
The
big
local
case.
Ones, local ones are looking for some. I fell down at a grocery at Bob's grocery store.
But the ones that are.
They don't want to get involved in some deep. They don't have the manpower.
They don't.
It takes a giant law firm sometimes to deal with pharmaceutical companies.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
You have to have like a team of lawyers and people working for them.
But just thinking, the card said there will be a successful resolution. Let's stick your mom in there too.
Yeah.
You know.
Put her up in the top.
You deserve to know. And I think I might have mentioned to you before. I have an aunt. Well, actually, I think she's passed away now, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But her husband had a really bad heart attack. He was in ICU, get this, and the nurse gave him the wrong medication, and it killed him.
Oh, my God.
What a mistake.
Now, have you contacted anybody that was involved, like a hospital, the clinic or the doctor's office.
Get some medical records.
Yeah.
You're having issues with
and
that.
A lawyer can subpoena these records for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Fucked it up with a boatload of money after
there
that happened.
There you go.
So, just saying, you might have to really...
Just have to check all the boxes. Call all the people.
Stop the I's and cross the T's.
Yeah.
Right.
And bear in mind, you're her avenger still here in the world.
Right.
And I see her in my mind's eye. I'm seeing her, and she's clapping for you. So we'll work on this next time when you call, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And please, like the mortician told me, he said, the grief will always be there. But it changes. And I have some really bad days. My husband's gone over 3 years now. I have some bad days where everything I look at reminds me of him. You know, it's hard sometimes. And so be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
You always have to be good to yourself. Nobody else is.
You really do.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Stand by for
your
rebel
card.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you what I feel it is first.
Okay.
It is all of your research and all the toes that you're meant to step on and the buttons you're meant to push. I think that's important for you to do. And you need to not worry about making people mad or frustrated with you or making people aggravated by your quest.
Okay. Put your war face on.
Yes. Get your armor on. Okay. So
if
you are giving too many bleeps, give zero.
What are those?
Too many F's.
So you're giving too much thought into how it's bothering other people. You need to just push forward and stand up for the people that can't stand up for themselves.
Right. And you may find there's a huge...
And I think there's a huge support system.
Or not just support, but a huge, underbelly swelling with other people that have been killed or impaired in some way severely, and a ground swelling.
Yeah.
The giant class action type law firms have the resources, and they actually seek those out.
They do.
They find those, and then they advertise on TV if it's big enough.
So,
I'd be screaming from the rooftops. I'd be like, you're going to find a way to fix this.
And with the disability people, remember, that's your money. It's not theirs.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, it's a catch-22.
Oh, isn't it?
Being a government organization, they are, somebody's got shotguns duct taped to their head about budget. Don't go over this budget. You know, so if they're screwed too.
But still.
Sometimes you want to shoot the messenger when you talk to them on the phone, but. That person has bosses that have bosses that are making them be jerkwads.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, I wouldn't get angry until you've gone through like 12 people and they push you around and then you're like, okay, now you're going to throw it down. You're going to throw that mic down.
Start writing.
I would be writing everything.
Well, you may find in your mother's case also that the media, like the press.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You could find somebody really championing your cause.
The internet could be a very mighty sword.
Oh, it can.
Yeah, definitely. Get up there and just butt some heads.
So we're going to cheer you on, Karen.
Yes, and it's been about 3 years now, so you obviously are not a quitter.
No.
So now is not that time.
Do not give up. Keep on. Persevere.
All right.
Good luck.
Your mama's clapping.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Take care.
And I apologize for dropping
you. Me too.
All right.
That's okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
Thank you. We hope you call back again.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. I like this better than your gigantic computer. It feels less stuffy.
Okay, real quickly here, I want to let everybody know, lines are open, so you can call us at 515-602-9676. Now is the time for Facebook polls to Messenger Deborah Lee. And while we pause, because we just went over the hump, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, and we hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Yes, and we put that out there not only for the internet gods to keep them happy, but also because sometimes people get very carried away with the perceptions that come through the cards, and they just radically make changes in their lives.
Right,
and
we don't want you to do that.
No, we don't want you to quit your job and, you know.
No, I mean,
yeah.
If you make that decision, you better have 1,000 reasons for doing it, not just one reading.
Yeah.
Right. We want to have many, many different.
This one reading should maybe be the last straw. Okay, that confirms everything that's in my gut and my feelings and me. But don't say, I just got this reading. I should do all this crazy, drastic stuff.
Right.
Especially if you're a new person, because the reading is going to be broad and general. We don't know any details about you.
This is the kind of reading system where one reading builds on another and another, and pretty soon you start getting into some real deep clarity.
It's like, a comparison would be like going to a therapist. The first therapy session ever is not going to be your last. You're like, oh my God, we solved everything. You're just getting to know
or
each other.
Or a chiropractor. If they did all the adjustments in one visit, you'd probably not even be able to.
I mean, it's something that is a long-term thing. They have to weed through a lot of stuff and go through a lot of details to get to getting to the solution.
Right.
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 Bloody well, right. All right, we are wide open. So what do you think, Deb? Should we, the grab bag from the mail room?
Yeah, we've received an interesting letter.
The grab bag from the mail room. And it's good that we do this a little bit into the show. So what do we got, Deb? I'll let you handle it. Who is this from? Because you know her well.
All right. This is a letter. Dear Deborah, my name is Charity, and I'm going through a lot of health issues, and I signed up for my disability last year. Can you see me getting approved for it? God knows I really need it. And she also asked, can you please tell me who you see I'm going to be with?
So, okay, hold on that. In case you would like me to reiterate any facts, I will keep it right here.
Now, remember, Charity, we can't give you any legal advice. We can tell you what it looks like.
Yeah, very similar situation that we just discussed with Karen, right?
That could be disconcerting for Karen to know that Charity applied last year. And
yeah, but she's been battling for 3 years, Karen said.
So. I thought it was over her mother, or no, maybe not, yeah.
Mother died June of last year.
Oh, that's right.
She's
so
been doing the,
she's been doing
the disability
thing
for 3 years.
Okay, well, we'll take a look here.
It said that she Charity. Just got a phone interview recently.
Well, that was recent, yes. She recently had talk with
some kind
somebody.
Of contact, so that's good. I think that's, you know, getting right in the ring. Right
no, now. I believe from when I got this email, I believe Charity's in Tennessee. So
okay, good.
That's
good.
A world away from the Commonwealth, I think.
Well, yeah. That's real good. It's not like I'm...
Here,
not
let's
a,
look it up.
No, no, no. The Tennessee is not that far away.
No, aren't
let's
they a neighbor? That? No, that's...
Has.
Is that Kentucky or... I don't know.
They're not that far.
I forgot all my school geography.
Look at that. Look at, Microsoft Word playing games with me. I was going to say some really bad words, but just playing games.
I don't even know how to spell well. There's an L in there.
And we just want to let the folks know that are on hold. You're listening to the radio show, and we have you are on our minds. We can see you in the queue.
That's right.
Yep. We
yeah.
can see you in the queue. I know who you. I don't know who you are. We just know your number,
but you
and we don't tell anybody.
You are able to keep listening to the
they
show.
They can listen to the show,
yeah.
And now they know that we know, and we know.
Well,
we know.
For Charity, I want to say, please try every kind of holistic or alternate therapy that you can find because you have health issues that I fear from these cards could actually become more aggravated, all right? A lot of it, too, is mindset. You know, it's hard to be strong and full of hope and faith every single day, right, Veronica? I mean,
oh,
gosh.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you have a down day, don't beat yourself up. You know, go ahead, eat the Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah, you should never beat yourself
you know,
up anyway. Cause
you
can only do what you
have
can
a
do.
Good, ugly cry. Right?
Do whatever you need to do to release that pressure.
Yeah, to give you some kind of comfort.
Far as the disability, you know, your situation looks a lot more organized than, yeah, Tennessee. What about it?
Is on hold.
Oh, how what is?
I'm just curious if we are about to talk to this person.
Oh, that's...
Uh-oh, fumble.
Oh.
But we also know...
Fell to the floor,
fell
to the floor, fell to the floor.
We also know a lot of people from Tennessee. I'm just pointing
out.
Yeah.
I really was just pointing out. I didn't expect we were going to have an online conversation about it.
Grandma always said, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door.
Tell us what it is.
I feel you should prepare yourself, Charity, for very possibly some bad news coming your way. It appears to involve somebody else's health.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know if you've noticed, people, but we're losing celebrities and notables and, I mean, and neighbors and people are just, like, falling off the planet.
So to speak.
Yeah, basically.
Even though the world is not flat.
No, but your situation, hers looks brighter than Karen's, that they may actually run an organized office.
I want to jump in real quick
yeah.
because Karen has given us feedback. She was right the whole time.
What?
The one-year thing was her about a year ago her mother passed. 3 years is how long she's had RA, but she just recently started her disability.
Oh,
okay. Good.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, so she was right, and we were all...
But she got a phone interview, and I think that's...
But that was, and she, but she just, yeah, which yeah. is good. She just
okay.
recently started the process.
But Karen's situation seems to be a bit more tied up in red tape.
But she says, what, a year.
And possibly a lot of fraud.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, over there. That ruins it. It's like pain medication. Have you noticed? They'll give you, like, 2, 3... Seven,
yeah.
And it's because of all those drug addicts.
Yeah, my insurance
out there.
No longer covers pain management. So if I have a chronic pain issue, they will not give me the good stuff.
Strong.
If I get a surgery, yeah. I know I'll get it just for that one time or whatever, but I will not get like, oh, I got a knee that has nothing left in it. You can no longer get it every 3 weeks or whatever.
Unless you are, here's what it was for Daryl. If you have a, what do they call it? A
terminal.
terminal illness.
Terminal diagnosis.
They'll throw you buckets of pain pills. I mean, Daryl could have sold it on the street.
I know.
He made a lot of money, actually.
I remember you had them all in like a little bin on the counter. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody?
And she brought them all back like a goofily right person, turned
them
all back to that care
person.
Into
the place. Right.
I do feel that Charity's going to get it. She's going to get what she deserves in the way of disability sooner than she expects.
Oh, well, that's shock anyway.
Really. And about who she's going to be with. There is somebody in your... either your community or not very far outside of it that appears to be going through some changes, and he looks as
promising
in the way of becoming a partner for you. So
where is he?
He's right here.
Aha.
Yeah. So, you know, love comes when it comes. A lot of people try to go out. A lot of people go out and try to hunt it down. Best you don't.
No.
You know.
Just always look nice.
Just let it come to you in its own best way and time.
Always
and you're right.
Be prepared.
But it's the one time.
Oh, I know.
You don't have your hair combed. You don't put your makeup on.
Yeah, but it is what
you're wearing
it is,
a
right?
T-shirt of Swiss cheese.
But that's the holy one. That's the good luck.
But if that's what it is, then that's what it is.
And
know?
That's when you can attract your true partner.
That's what
Which
I'm saying.
Usually when you're at your worst, that's when they come running. I don't
know
why.
What are you
going
to do? Wear makeup and have your hair styled to go
All
to bed
the
every
time.
Night?
Yeah.
That's the thing. See, it's good to always obviously put your best foot forward when you have a planned meeting with somebody. But everybody's got to have the realistic, beautifully wrapped Christmas. But that wrapping paper is not always going
to
be.
No.
I think, too, where we were saying for Karen to just feel manifest and go towards the big picture, like look towards the future and think positive. I think if you think positive and always feel positive, then your outer beauty will kind of intake your inner beauty. So you'll always look nice.
All right, head to her rebel card.
Rebel card.
Now remember.
I swear I'm not drunk.
These cards, this deck of cards,
mm-hmm.
is very bold and brash.
Yes.
And right in your face.
I love them.
We do like them.
It's like somebody from the Bronx saying, hey,
yeah.
You know, this is blah, 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 blah. Beep, 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 a whole bunch of beeps.
Or,
but it still sound advice.
Or modern.
Yeah, but it sound advice.
Do
but
we
it's just,
call it the modern day tarot or... angel card.
It's just not sugar.
Pretty much.
I cannot. Non-sugar coated angel card.
It's not a donut shop reading.
No, it's not sweet.
Exactly.
Okay. This is your rebel. What the hell are you waiting for? Get that shiz done. If you are waiting for a sign, well, here the frick it is.
Frickity, frick.
And I've only gotten this card like 3 times.
And you know, it was very interesting how this question came to me. Because this was someone I've not heard from in quite some time.
And who was it again?
Charity.
Okay, just in case.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we post the show on Facebook Live, the Blog Talk folks. I get things archived so people can watch these or listen to them again. But we want to at least make sure that his Charity jumped in later so that she knows it's for her.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So try to think positively. It looks like your disability thing is going to come through without a whole lot of trouble.
But we're not lawyers, but that's what the cards say.
And you got an awesome soulmate
boo.
On the way.
You got a boo coming.
Yeah, a boo.
We always wondered, what is the origin of that?
Yeah.
It sounds short for something.
I can look it up.
Yeah, do
well,
it.
We don't need to. We're not going to hold the show up while she
but
looks.
You can
but anyway.
Interject
and I also
it.
Couldn't find anything about Tennessee being a Commonwealth.
Sorry.
No, I don't
think
it is. I do not believe it is.
I
do not believe it is.
It says Kentucky is.
It's a Commonwealth?
Kentucky is a common
one. There's a handful of them. It's not like a million.
Very annoying. All the other things came up. Other
well, let's go to our caller before
let's
they get
so.
Much older.
Let's do so. Well, they've only been holding for 9 minutes and 2 seconds, which is not that bad when the show is rocking and rolling. Real quick, though, we want to give that number out, 515-602-9676. There's still a little bit of show left. And Messenger Deborah Lee can do so, but not now because we're going to our caller that has been on hold faithfully, and it's 423 from the land of Tennessee. 423. Whom are we speaking with?
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Guess.
Of course
it
is.
It was Luna or the person you just did a read for.
Well, hi, Luna. How are things going?
They're going good. I wanted to tell you all that I decided to leave my current job because my anxiety attacks were getting worse each day I was going because they were putting too much on me.
Well, and you know what, Luna? I'm proud of you.
Your health cannot suffer because
of
the job.
Yeah, and the
ever.
Thing is, you might start self-medicating in other ways. Sometimes people in a job that's not fulfilling or there's a lot of anxiety, they start to drink.
And you especially had anxiety attacks every time.
And that can
got
affect
there.
Your physical health eventually.
How insane.
So I think you took a big step forward. And remember, your card said your next job would be like heaven.
Catch your body and your brain saying this isn't working.
I got to tell you this, Luna. I did the cards when I first got here and I pulled. Crap is going down at your job, and I've been waiting for it. And every time I go, I need to save this card because I know I feel like it's going to come to someone that it really is going down at your job. I think that was your card.
Yeah, I haven't liked the atmosphere at that place.
A little bit of chills.
Well, she just put an end to that.
She did. Now you can heal yourself of these anxiety attacks.
Step back, take a breath, and get ready for the next adventure.
So
right.
So, prepare now.
You know, I don't care how much they would pay you. If it means your health is going to degrade,
no.
It's not worth it.
No.
I would do it if they're
right.
paying me $500 million a year, but we're not talking unrealistic numbers like that.
But you're a man, too, and a lot of times men wear a cement overcoat where they aren't affected. Where we women, now I'm sorry, but I think we are very sensitive.
Well, yeah, you are. But even if we are affected, if that dollar value lights up in our eyeballs, we say, oh, screw it.
Right.
I will get ulcers and I will go home and drink
guy.
A fifth of vodka every night just so I can make that money.
Fifth isn't very much.
It's like a liter-ish. A liter-ish. That's a lot.
A liter a night?
Yeah.
That is a lot for one human being.
Anyway, what would you like me to conduct your reading about?
Well, I'm also kind of worried about my grandmother, the one I told you a while back. She was having some kidney issues. Well, I'm trying to help her out because the situation she's in with my aunt's not wanting to help her at all. In fact, my aunt's like leaving the house for long periods and not helping at all. And she's basically told him, you know, if you ever become bedridden, I'm throwing you in a nursing home. And
is this
me
her job?
Being, you know,
her
I love my and I tried to offer like I wanted to get my grandparents like Meals on Wheels so they could have a good meal, you know, every night and every other night. But my mom all declined it. She won't let me help her, and I'm worried about her. So could I get a reading and just see, you know?
Sure. Now you remember. You can always contact somebody within the state.
Oh, yes, you can. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You can contact, it's like Child Protective Services.
But it's for elderly.
For your elderly or over
There's a lot of advocate societies.
Yes. You can say that this person is being abused. I want to give her meals and she's not. And you don't
sometimes
even have to give your name.
Sometimes a social worker can be assigned automatically depending on the state.
She will definitely have, and I know that this happened in Tennessee because my family has family outside in their area. So
she actually lives in Virginia.
Hey, a big shout out to Lady R who's joining us from South Africa.
She stopped in to throw some love and said she's got to go. So
yeah, you go night-night.
She may have already left, but we post the show. So.
Where is your mom living in Virginia?
My grandma.
It's your grandma.
She lives in Southwest Virginia, around Virginia Tech.
Oh.
That part of Virginia.
Out here, okay.
It's here in Blacksburg.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think you need to contact somebody.
I think you need to call somebody.
This is elder abuse, and even if it rocks the boat in your family,
I think you should say something.
That your aunt needs to be spanked hard.
Yeah.
Does she stand to gain? Yeah. Does she stand to gain in the death of your grandmother? That's what I want. You know, is your aunt going to come out of this with profit?
Yeah.
Is there some kind of property inheritance, division
the house is in her name. That way, you know, if my grandparents ever did have to go into a nursing home, like, it's, like, absolutely necessary, not just because she wants to. You know, it's like if they had Alzheimer's or something.
Sure.
That
sure.
way the state couldn't get the house. But I think that's what she's wanting the house, like, right now, and it's not happening.
Well, she seems like a greedy biatch
greed
to me.
Greed is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the deadly sins? Isn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
I mean, the it thing is, if something happens to them in and she's the caretaker, she will get blamed. So I think
and unfortunately, like, the, since my mom actually lives down here with me in Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
since she moved away, you know, they had it switched to where my aunt was full POA. Like, my mom doesn't have any say-so, and I've, like, told my mom, you need to get that straightened out right now.
Right, yeah. That's important.
Well, and having somebody come in, like a social worker,
yeah, yep.
or an advocate for
sometimes,
your grandmother,
whatever the state has in
it's
place.
It's the right thing, and if your aunt ends up, you know, being held responsible, oh, well.
Right.
She could have chosen to take better care of her mother. But what I see in the cards
slippery
for you,
slope,
I'd
slope.
Like you to know that unless you do this, your grandmother's going to just continually decline, and honey, she's going to die.
Right.
And,
yeah.
you know, something else I want to tell you, though, if the aunt, okay, she's got the title to the house, the deed, whatever it is, the
title would be. They put it in.
I think so. I'm not for sure. I'm kind of kept at arm's length.
Her name, because if they went to the home state thing,
sure,
they wouldn't be able to touch it then, right? Which was a smart move if that person is trustworthy.
And that's
life. You never know, though.
And here's the thing with Grandma having kidney issues, possibly kidney disease. There's a lot of care involved.
My gosh. She needs to be drinking tons of water and having certain type of food.
And her medication.
Dialysis if it's bad enough.
So I really think you're going to have to champion the causes of Grandma.
I think so, too.
And Luna, you look
at what you do. I think so, too.
Well, look at you had the backbone to job.
Because you couldn't deal with all this, everything else plus that job if it wasn't right. You would have folded up like a lawn chair. No good to anybody or yourself.
What do we got for a rebel card?
I already kind of said.
Nope. Stand by.
The shiz is going down with your job. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or quit.
And she did.
She did.
Yep.
And I pulled this card when I first got here. And then I said, oh, I'm going to stuff it back in there. That's not someone's card.
You knew somebody needed it.
Someone needed it. I've pulled it 3 times now, and I just left it out.
She's our – we have like a super regular from Texas. She's our super regular from the land of Tennessee. Yep.
And you see, the more you come for readings, this is to everybody, the more you can come every show, the more you get, the more you'll start to see the progression in your life to be creating your own reality.
And what is that? Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought
go
you were
ahead. Go
no,
ahead.
No,
Jim.
No. Mine had nothing to do with that. Go ahead.
Oh, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, because she probably knows, I don't know, it's an old country song, All My Exes Live in Texas. That's why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
That's right. Anyway, you are going to be our last reading tonight, Luna. And there's just a few little announcements I'd like to make before we go.
Should we say bye-bye?
Bye-bye, Luna.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
We appreciate you calling. Often.
And I'm so glad you made that move.
Yeah, you got to look out for number one.
You do. And other people are
Well, I've got an interview next week, so we'll see.
Yay.
She's already going down a new path.
Well, you better join us for the newsforthesoul.com show
on
Monday.
Yes, Monday, newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, we'll look
at that. We want to hear about it.
We do. Okay.
Well, it's not until Tuesday, so we'll have to wait till Wednesday's show.
All right,
that's
okay.
Fine. You know where to find us.
Yes.
All right, honey. Well, thank you guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Adios, my dear.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to respond to something Karen said earlier.
Good, okay, great.
Yeah, you had showed it to me as we were talking.
Yep.
I want to assure everybody that what I see in these cards is not, I repeat, not the beginning of the end of the world. Now, there's going to be all kinds of naysayers and Bible thumpers and whatever's out there.
It happens every so many years.
And what we're going through is a shift. It's a civilizational shift. a lot of good things are going to come from this. But we need to really put some healing energy out there for you know, the folks in the Ukraine. I have history in my lineage that goes to the Ukraine. We have to put up as much of a wall of protection as we can, you know, and send out to the universe, hey, we need Russia to come to their senses and stop being a-holes out there.
Well, what's funny is every so often people get these Armageddon-type feelings. Remember when the pandemic first hit and the entire planet shut everything down? Everybody thought, like, oh, this is it.
This is what?
Human beings are pretty tough bastards.
Yeah, we are.
We already figured out a way to overcome stuff.
That's true.
And look what we got. A whole bunch of Jewish doctors have gone over to Ukraine. There's all this influx of all this humanity. And I'll tell you what, I see a good resolution.
Yeah.
Just an entire shift in perception. And how we all need to, start living better together.
Stop
being so stirred.
Everybody's preaching to the choir.
So, and we're going to eventually get the power order in this country straightened out.
Right.
Telling you, We're going to get rid of all those fat cats and the buffoons out there that are living on the fat of the land.
Are we really going to do that, or are we chasing leprechauns and unicorns?
Well, I think...
Really?
Well, I would like to think
it's
that...
It's good to think positive.
The power of the people...
Yes.
...are going to, you know, get rid of these.
No change will happen if nobody wants to.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
That is a true statement.
Well, if you're making a great big fat paycheck from the government, sitting in Congress or whatever, would you want to see changes? No. All right, we're down to 2 minutes.
2 minute warning.
Yes, and I want to just thank all of you for showing up, being here, listening, you know, contributing as you do. Nothing on this show is scripted.
Pretty evident.
We go with the flow. You are the show.
We babble a lot.
Well,
we go with the flow. You are the show.
That should be our motto.
We have focused babble. We babble, but we have focused babble.
Well, and
there's
I
no
have a
script. There's no script like, oh, Deborah, what do you think? Shut up,
Blog Talk. The feedback I get from people is they find it very entertaining, thought-provoking, and fun. So, anyway, I want to end with the words of my dearly departed grandmother. I always do this at the end of the show because I think these words, who came from a woman with an eighth grade education, and I feel was actually a savant in this world.
What does that mean?
So we'll talk about.
Tell me what savant means. I don't even know.
It's
just quickly.
Like being very special and having like superhuman.
Superpowers.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Now, I love that, don't you?
I do, too.
Take care, everybody. We love you. Mm-hmm. Join us again soon.
Well, hang on there, Sloopy.
Get your...
Show and Blog Talk folks know how to follow us on Blog Talk.
All right, we'll see you everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Take care.
Someone is sitting there in Messenger.
Can you
taking
blue?